This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, at his official residence in New Delhi. During the meeting, several agreements were signed between India and UAE. Briefing the media about the outcomes of the meeting, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said agreements were signed for strategic defence partnership and joint initiatives on space infrastructure development and its commercialisation. Mr. Misri said agreement was also inked for UAE's participation in the development of special investment region at Dholera in Gujarat.
A letter of intent was signed on the UAE's participation in the development of special investment region in Dholera in Gujarat. This is a mega partnership initiative that will look at the establishment of an international airport, a pilot training school, an MRO facility, a greenfield port, a smart urban township, as well as projects related to railway connectivity and energy infrastructure.
The Foreign Secretary said India and UAE have agreed for establishment of a supercomputing cluster in India. He said both sides have also agreed to double bilateral trade to $200 billion by 2032. Mr. Misri said Prime Minister Modi and UAE President condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has raised India's economic growth projection for 2025 by 0.7 percentage point to 7.3%. In the World Economic Outlook update, IMF said upward revision reflects a strong momentum in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year. Meanwhile, the IMF projected 6.4% growth in the next financial year of 2026-27, adding that despite the expected moderation, India remains a key driver of growth among emerging market and developing economies. World Economic Forum begins at Davos in Switzerland tonight. More than 3,000 global leaders are expected to attend the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs are in the Swiss town, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the five-day talk fest. Besides union ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnav, Prahlad Joshi and K. Ram Mohan Naidu, are also expected to participate. India has achieved a record electronics export of $47 billion in 2025. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that around $30 billion came from the production-linked incentive-driven smartphone exports. He said that electronics is the third-largest export item of the country. BJP working president Nitin Naveen is set to become the new national president of the party. BJP's national returning officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced that only Mr. Naveen can. Naveen was proposed for the post of BJP national president. However, the formal announcement of his election as a new national president will be made today. Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress of misleading the people of the country on the Viksit Bharat Ramji Act. Mr. Chauhan was addressing a press conference in New Delhi. He said under MNREGA, the rights given by Congress existed only on the paper. The minister stressed that the Viksit Bharat Ramji Act guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household from the earlier 100 days of employment. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal is confident that the special intensive revision process of the voter list will be completed within the time frame set by the Election Commission, that is by 14th February. In Chhattisgarh, 9 Maoists, including 6 women, surrendered in Garyabandh district and they were carrying a total reward of 48 lakh rupees. Speaking on the occasion, the Inspector General Police said, with this surrender, now no active Maoists are left in Garyabandh district. And that is the end of the news bulletin.